Kaimani's musical journey has always been about more than playing the ukulele. From the beginning, her virtuosity on her instrument has been part of a multimedia presentation with ambitious goals. Her latest, called Elemental, has songs for water, fire, air, earth, and ether, among other things. She's with us in our studio. Hi, Kaimani.
Good morning.
From the, you've started very young, and were you always sort of thinking about a big picture presentation the way you are now?
I was always putting together shows at my house for the dog when I was five. So, yeah, I've always been in, I guess, production at a young age.
Was the dog appreciative?
He just watched and just wanted treats the entire time, so.
That's not that different.
I think he enjoyed it. I think my parents enjoyed it a little more, though.
Yeah. Well, that's not that different from regular audiences. They're just, they watch and they want treats, right?
Yeah, true. We all want treats.
So that's good practice.
It is.
But, you know, the whole idea of evoking nature through your music, has that been, you know, it seems like that's been with you for a long time.
I think so. I definitely go through phases. I went through, like, a circus phase earlier when I was in college. But I definitely feel like there's something being channeled, and I'm not quite sure where it comes from. But, you know, growing up on Oahu and being born and raised here, it's hard not to feel inspired by the elements around you. And this new album definitely speaks about that.
It's a ready source of inspiration, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
But, you know, the journey from looking at an element, a natural element, to making a sound that evokes it is a tricky one, isn't it?
I guess so. For me, that's the fun part. You know, to me, I like to personify whatever I'm playing or inspired about. So, for example, you've got water, and I like to think of it as what would water sound like? What would he or she be feeling like? And then I try and evoke the emotion that water creates for me.
Well, that's a pretty good lead into your playing that particular song. This is what water sounds like, right?
Yes. This is the fun part. So there's many different forms of water. There's raindrops, rivers, waterfalls. And so I hope you can hear that through this song. Thank you.
water.
Yes.
Yeah, I could see. That makes sense. You know, it went through a number of different sort of incarnations, didn't it?
It did. It started off with the raindrops, went to a river, and then finally a waterfall, and then the water particles falling off of the waterfall. The slow water,
yeah.
And then back into the raindrops. Yeah.
Do you do that as a solo piece? Because I know you were sort of mm-hmm. moving the tempo up and down. You have the freedom to do that when you're
I do.
Playing
and
by
this,
yourself.
This album, I would say half of the songs are actually solo ukulele.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely more me and a different sound.
That can be kind of liberating, you know, just as with that piece now when you wanted to speed it up.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of had a different kind of, created a different kind of sound picture, didn't it?
Definitely. They both have good things about them.
I definitely got the feeling of rushing water when that thing started to speed up, yeah.
Yeah.
We've only got a couple of minutes left, but you had wanted to give us a taste of another
sure.
piece that had a... And I know you like sort of drone sounds,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes. I'm going to change my mind, actually.
Please.
I hope you don't mind.
You're the artist.
I'm going to play one more on my new album. I'm going to give a little taste of it because my songs tend to be a little long. But this one is Air, and this one's dedicated to the air signs. I'm an Aquarius. So this one was kind of a feeling of a Sunday. You're at the beach, and you feel that breeze at the beach on a Sunday. I hope you feel that.
I hope so, too. Taibani, I was really struck by one thing, by how different that piece was from the other one
mm-hmm.
that you played. And mm-hmm. I could definitely buy that as a Sunday afternoon at
Good.
The beach feeling. Do you have to sort of get in that headspace when you're playing it?
Definitely. I'm a very emotional person. So it's easy for me to get into that emotion, but I definitely put myself in that situation to see what kind of emotion I feel when I'm sitting at the beach on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the music that comes out.
And then having created a piece like that, do you sort of, when you're performing it, do you sort of recreate that feeling in your mind as you're playing it? It seemed as if you were doing that.
I think I do. I definitely do. After 10 seconds, I kind of get into it and get into that channeled mode again.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
You've used the word channeling a couple of times. You get the feeling sometimes that music is flowing into you?
Definitely.
Think
comes
yourself
from somewhere
as
else.
Sort of a vessel?
Yeah, it definitely comes from somewhere else. Not sure what is being channeled, but you just got to let
yeah.
it go.
Doesn't really matter as long as you get that result, right?
Mm.
Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, it's good to see
Thank you.
Taimani's latest CD is called Elemental. She keeps up a busy performing schedule. You can learn more about her and her work on our Conversation Facebook page.